Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 6th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny, closing at 366 and a quarter. November beans up a penny and a quarter, closing at 839 and a quarter. In December wheat down 8 cents, closing at 513 and three quarters. We haven't been this low in the wheat since mid-July. It's about a six-week low in here. Questions came out and said that once again, the second day in a row, they've denied that they're going to put any export caps on wheat. So the wheat market is seeking the lowest level it can for the time being. We're about 25 cents away from contract lows. I suppose it's in the possibilities out here. Funds are still long. They've been liquidating. So I don't know if we'll get quite down to the old contract lows, but maybe close to it. Corn and wheat, corn and beans rallied a little bit today off the lows. We closed them penny and a quarter higher here. I think they're just hacking around, frankly. The meal market was strong. Funds are long meal. They bought some more here today. Not sure why anybody's interested in buying meal, but maybe it's the Chinese, but I can't imagine with what's happening with their pigs over there that they're looking to buy meal. So hard to really figure out why the meal was so strong here today. The weather, obviously wet, going to cool off a little bit, then warm up next week. We don't see any major issues out here. Informa came out with their estimates. I think it was 178.8 on the corn yield and 52.9 on the beans. That bean yield, if it's there, could give us a carryout of 875, 885, somewhere in that range. Why the beans didn't break on that is frankly beyond me. I think people are thinking that the corn could show a smaller number on Wednesday's report. But some of the yields that we're seeing in Illinois are just huge. Where it's good, it is phenomenal. Now, is that going to be enough to offset where the bad areas are? Remains to be seen. The market just doesn't seem to be too excited one way or the other about the weather that's going on out there. There has been some progress made, apparently, in the Canadian talks. The president tweeted that everything looks good and they're getting closer to resolving their issues, but we haven't seen anything yet. We've heard the same rhetoric for weeks now. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.